Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, Dr. Denise Nadler, their friends and family, and all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide.
Joyce, Barry, and friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner will make you soar. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find the show to be the best teacher. Great authors like Ted Siuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Kurt's impersonation and improvisation add to the show's transformation. Broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is always fun. We see your comments and appreciate each one. Want to change your life? Change your approach.
And hire me, Joyce Barry, to be your life coach. Folks, welcome to the show today. Another extraordinary show with our health guru, Beverly Nadler. We had such a fabulous show a week ago on the healing benefits of complementary and alternative medicine. We had so many requests for more information because Beverly referenced that there are so many more modalities. We were doing a part two, and we love to fulfill every request as best as we can. Your wish is our objective. We want to give you that which you need for you to have a healthier, a happier, and better life. So in this show, Beverly continues this fascinating and very important subject by describing many other valuable natural techniques, many of which are based on healing with energy. And I know for me, I have a lot more energy when Beverly Nadler is our special guest because I have pen in hand, my notebook ready, because on every show, I learn so much more from this amazing author, poet, great friend, and coach, reprogramming coach, that I can't wait to hear what she has to say because I know that my life will be enhanced as a result of every show and every conversation with my friend and yours, Beverly Nadler.
Well, thank you, Joyce. It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. I'm always excited about you, what you have to say about me, and it is always my pleasure to live up to the expectations that you give your audience. I'm very excited about this show also because, as you know, I've been involved with alternative therapies, I'd say most of my adult life. Being able to share them with people now that more and more people are becoming aware of the non-invasive, the complementary and alternative ways of helping themselves to better health. Also, the term integrative, I want to mention that, is sometimes used instead of complementary, but it means the same thing, being integrated into a health practice which includes many, many things, some of which are fortunately these non-invasive and very successful natural health and nothing that can hurt you in any way ever. No side effects from all of these. So listen up, folks, and Black Joyce, get pen and pencil in hand and think about which one appeals to you, which ones, and investigate them. That's the object of this show, is for you to hear something that just resonates with you and say, that's something I want to look up and find out more about it, especially if you're tired of drug side effects or if you're not getting the results that you want from conventional medicine. Just know that there is a huge amount of health options available to you, and we're going to be talking about them today. And we have previously, in part one, talked about acupuncture and acupressure, chiropractic, naturopathy, osteopathy, Ayurvedic medicine, which is from India, aromatherapy, reflexology, and meditation, all of the benefits that you can have from using any of these, or I'm going to say all of them. Not likely, most people don't need to use all, but certainly the ones that appeal to you most. And today, of course, we're going to continue with more health options for you.
Beverly, I just have to say that my objective whenever I announce you is that you get so excited, you can't wait to hear what you have to say.
You know, you're right. I really look forward, and especially shows like this, where we can present people with, for many people, it's new information, and for others, it will help to solidify in their own minds that, yeah, I'm going to look at this. It'll help them to consider the other ways besides drugs and surgery. Sometimes we need them, obviously, of course, but so often we do not. So let us begin. I'm going to begin with massage therapy. And, you know, I'm talking about therapeutic massage. In other words, massage that is not just, well, this feels good, which it does, of course, but it has a lot more benefits to it. It actually helps in circulation. It helps in working with the muscles and relieving muscle tension, which is very important, by the way, because when the muscles are tense, they interfere with not only circulation, but they interfere with the nerve energy coming from your brain going through your spinal cord, because there are muscles can actually press on nerves, they can press on bones. So they help, a lot of help can come, and they just have a revitalizing effect or a relaxing effect or both. And there's many different types. There's the most familiar in the West, I think, is the Swedish massage, but there's also shiatsu, which is a Japanese massage that's done with mostly finger pressing. And then there's something called Rolfing, which gets to really, really very deep, deep areas where there's just not the right texture in the body. The tendons, the muscles, everything is tense. And a lot of emotional energy is stored. Rolfing is not something that I've ever done. I've heard it could be very painful, but I know that people who use it swear by it. So I want to
Let me just say, Beverly, since I have had it done, typically it's a series of 10. Beverly is correct that it is painful because it's very deep. You're lying there and having it happen, and you're saying to yourself, they say more pain, more gain. But anyway, feeling that it does release the stored up energy, that's why people do it. I've had all modalities, Swedish shiatsu, all of them. Rolfing, as she said correctly, it is painful. And with 10 being what is recommended, I took 12 or 13. So I did do that. And do I recommend it? Yes. Every one of them, you find out when you talk to the massage practitioner what's best for you. And I will say that Rolfing, those that do that don't give the Swedish and the other ones. That's what they do. That's what they're certified in.
Right. Each one has their own specialty. And that's
correct.
When you're going for a massage, you know, and you determine which type you want someone who has that as a specialty, because that's what they're doing day in and day out. So thank you for that very important interjection. Let's move on to physical therapy, because physical therapy is so important for people, especially when they've had injuries or accidents or they're recuperating from a stroke or from surgery. They actually help to retrain your body to, and they restore function. And very often a physical therapist will be recommended by the doctor who might have been attending you from some other serious injury or, as I said, a stroke or anything. But sometimes they're not, and you need to find one on your own, and they definitely help with the articulations in your body, with movement, with, again, also relieving pain.
I just want to say that I had physical therapy several times, professional, in rehab centers after some serious health challenges I've had in the past couple of years. And I could not believe how many people were there at a falling. So many people, when I'd see them black, blue, purple, I'd say, "What happened to you?" And they fell. So I just want to caution all of you to be really careful. You know, sometimes you're running to make a bus, a train, and it's just not worth it because of the possibility of falling. So I know that I'm very, very careful that doesn't happen when I've seen people there. And another big one of people taking physical therapy was strokes, where they couldn't do anything. And I saw the miracles unfold, you know, session after session with people getting the therapy they need, again, from top-level professionals.
Thank you for that addition. There you also, I have used physical therapy when I had sciatica. And definitely, in addition to the chiropractic adjustments I was getting, definitely extremely helpful. I'm going to move into another area now of psychotherapist, using psychology. And some psychotherapists are actually MDs. They're psychiatrists, but they choose not to prescribe drugs. They prefer to work with the power of the individual's mind. They help to clear out negative thoughts and beliefs that cause depression and anxiety. They work with people with addictions. They help people to regain mental health and to change their behavior patterns. There's many different systems, and a therapist, a psychotherapist, also may have a specialty. Some of these specialties include self-esteem, grief, trauma, relationships, anger, and, of course, there are other specialties, and the fact that one does or does not have a specialty does not mean that they are not excellent in what they do. The point is you, the client, needs to have a rapport, especially with all of the, anyone that you work with, by the way, whether it's an alternative or conventional doctor and healer. You must have a rapport with them, because if you don't, there is always something in your mind, and your mind is ultimately the most powerful healer there is, your own mind. So it is necessary that you have a working and very pleasant rapport, then totally trust the individual that you're working with.
I just want to give a special acknowledgement to someone like that that I'm working with, Mary Wynn, W-I-N-N. She is based in Florida. So, folks, just send an email to CoachJoyce@AOL.com if you want her phone number. I find her extraordinary. And believe it or not, she specializes in all those things Beverly mentioned, but I am going to her to get motivated to exercise, to get out and move. So with all those things which you've heard of, I was surprised to find out how many people have that issue as well. They just can't get themselves moving to do what they need to do and exercise. So I literally had my first session yesterday on exercising, getting out and exercising. But we all know the proof is in the pudding, so we'll just have to see if I get out and exercise today. It was a very powerful session, Mary Wynn. And again, if you want her number, just email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. I don't have it with me at the moment. I didn't know it would come up. But I do know she's extraordinary, and I've worked with her on other issues as well. That did work.
Well, I wish you the best on the exercise. It certainly is an important part of healing. Let's move on to hypnotherapy, which some of the psychotherapists also do hypnotherapy. Some do not. Some do hypnotherapy only. That is their entire specialty, and it's very, very important, very useful. It gets to the subconscious and the unconscious, where often the core of a person's issues exist, and they're not even aware of them. So they really get a tremendous amount of value. And most people can be hypnotized. Some people say, no, I can't. But most people can. One of the specialties in hypnotherapy is also past life regression. And you may say, what do you mean past life regression? Well, the fact is there are multi-millions of people that are not only believe in but are aware of the fact that we don't just live this one life. You know, there's T-shirts that say, you know, life sucks and then you die. Not true. Life doesn't suck, and only the physical form leaves. You go on forever. And what was very interesting is when Dr. Brian Weiss, a psychiatrist, years ago was working with someone and went into hypnosis, and he had never done past life regression. It never even occurred to him. But this woman went into a past life, and it was discovered that the issues that she was dealing with were from that life, which was centuries before. He was in a state of shock. He did not tell any of his colleagues about this because he thought he would be laughed out of his profession. But ultimately, because that became his major modality, he finally actually gave up practice and became a lecturer on past lives and has written several books on it. His name is Brian Weiss. If you're interested in finding out more about him, you can pick up one of his books or look him up. But I'm telling you, here's a psychiatrist who, and a hypnotherapist who was totally shocked to discover, yes, past lives are a reality, and discovering them can lead to healing.
That is very interesting also. And for those of you that just don't connect with past lives or anything like that, when you listen to this program, listen with an open mind and just connect with those that you resonate with. That's my strong advice. But have an open mind just to learn new things, because you never know where everything else didn't work. It might just be one of those new things that is the very thing that will help you.
Absolutely, Joyce, and that's what I said earlier also, is just listen and see what resonates with you. Another very very helpful and very valuable and quite popular technique that is uses many different psychological techniques and tools, and that is neuro-linguistic programming, and often called just NLP. And these tools and techniques are designed to help reprogram the way a person thinks and feels, the many modalities that they use. Some of these names are not familiar to us unless we actually are reading about it or having a session with an NLP practitioner. But they use things called thought processing, modeling, imaging, language, and physical anchoring. Their object is to install new patterns. They also use different eye positions, and many of them are also hypnotherapists. So they use hypnotherapy within the structure of NLP. And what happens to patients and clients who work with them is they develop more positive ways of just being, more positive ways of communicating. This is leading, of course, to creating better personal and professional relationships with others and a better relationship with themselves.
NLP is something I really love. I'm familiar with that. I learned, the basics from a Tony Robbins seminar, and I often gave basic courses in that as well. And the key with that is anchoring. They teach you how to anchor in different parts of your body. So it's almost like you're on automatic response when it works, when you want to anchor that good feeling, like you're going into a job interview and you press on that spot and it immediately it has you feel confident. You go back to a time when you had those feelings, and by putting that anchor there in conjunction with those feelings and beliefs that you had at the time when it worked for you, it often works for you again. It's a modality I definitely believe in and I ascribe to.
Yeah, and it's something that we, by the way, can do ourselves, the anchoring, which is think about some event or that really made you feel good, and as you have that feeling, then you can press a certain part of your body. One that's very popular, at least it was when I was involved in this, is just your ear, doing something like tugging on your earlobe or pressing something.
Yes.
And yeah, also in your forehead. So these can work for you. In fact, we're going to be doing a show on self-healing. It will be called All Healing is Self-Healing. And we will be presenting some of the tools that you can use by yourself. Now, of course, if you have specific health problems, we're not recommending and saying you must do this. We're just going to share many of the things that you can do for yourself in addition to whatever health care. I've been a self-healer for most of my adult life, except for chiropractic. I am incapable of giving myself chiropractic adjustments, but I am very fortunate because I have a daughter who's a chiropractor. So there are many things that
Beverly,
you
can
do.
Beverly, can anyone give themselves a chiropractic adjustment? I didn't see how one could do that unless it's perhaps
it's a
on
joke.
The leg.
Of course you can't do that. It's pretty difficult to get to your own spine and move all of the vertebrae. No, but there are things that you can do that can be extremely, extremely helpful. Okay, let's move on to, well, I just want to mention two other therapies that are not as well known to most people, but then again to certain people, these have changed their life. And that is art therapy and music therapy. And they are particularly wonderful for children. They will help autistic children, children with ADHD, and also wonderful for geriatrics, for people who are suffering from perhaps not total Alzheimer's, but who are suffering from diminished use of their mental capacities. And in fact, there was a TV show on the public television. It was called I Remember Better When I Paint, and it was all people with diminished capacity, some with certain forms of dementia, and it showed how much they enjoyed and how much their memories seemed to return when they were involved in art. And part of the film showed them taking the people to a museum. So I want to say that even looking at art has a healing effect. And listening to music, especially, I'm going to say the music of the masters, the classical music or maybe Broadway music, has a healing effect. So, but, of course, I have not personally used art or music therapy, except I have it for myself. I paint and I also sing, and I consider both of those therapeutic for me. But there are people who have studied this, and they work with people and help to bring them into a better state of physical health, mental health, I'm going to say emotional health, and a spiritual connection.
I very much agree with you with that, because when you talk about feeling good, I put on music to make me feel good. And all year round, oftentimes it's Christmas music, because the upbeat of music and the beautiful music. So that's really one favorite genre is Christmas music. But in classical, I don't follow classical music. There's just one piece that always makes me feel good, Pachelbel, the Pachelbel and Buchanan. I love that. That always makes me feel good. And art therapy, I would say that anything you look at visually, for me, it's waterfalls, a lake, birds. those kind of things, that always makes me feel good. I never really thought about it as a therapy, but I can see how it does work as a therapy.
Huh. I have to send you my latest painting, a picture of it. It's not a waterfall. It's a huge, huge wave, and it's, I guess, an ocean. But you might find it very enjoyable. I just had it framed. Okay. Moving on, I get great pleasure out of looking at many paintings in my house, many by myself, by other artists, also by my daughter, and I get great pleasure from being able to look at them.
Great pleasure from another therapy, I must say, which I want to share with all of you, because for me, that's my number one therapy, and that's creating this show for all of you to make a profound difference in your life and how it can be used for therapy for you. Simply listen to it every day. You never know what our show's about. I can only tell you it's starting to positively impact your life. And here in Beverly Nadler's own words is why you should be listening to this show.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, JoyceBarryandFriends.com. Right under my picture on the upper left, you will see the word follow. Just by clicking on follow, you will get an email of every show, every guest, and every topic, so you need not miss any of them. That is my favorite therapy to recommend to all of you. And I just want to go back for a moment on Mary Wynn. I mentioned her as the hypnotherapist of choice for me. I have a phone number for her. She's in Wellington, Florida at 561-598-8585. And I can tell you, though this is a show around the world, that she does do her work on the phone as well. So I'm not just saying this to people local here. She does do it on the phone, and you can even get a free phone consultation at 561-598-8585. Just mention Joyce Barry sent you. And she is absolutely extraordinary, a licensed clinical social worker, clinical hypnotherapist, practitioner in rapid resolution therapy. So there you go, and I highly endorse her. Okay, back to you, Beverly.
All right, well, now I'm going to go into counseling and coaching. And, of course, many of these people who do counseling and coaching are therapists, they're hypnotherapists, they're psychotherapists, and they also have other certifications. But their most important, or what they do, is sit down with someone, talk to them, find out what their issues are, and help them deal with it, whatever they are. And some specialize in specific things. which could be stress management, could be weight management, could be just nutrition, getting people to eat healthfully, recommending supplements, recommending herbs. If it's weight management, certainly recommending exercise. And also, of course, some of your physical therapists may do this. They'll be recommending exercises that you should do on your own. And then there's counselors and coaches that they specialize not in one thing, but they're more on a holistic. Their idea is to be a lifestyle coach or a lifestyle counselor, and then they may mention many different things, including everything I've mentioned previously, also teaching you breathing techniques or visualization techniques or meditation techniques. They do many things to bring you into, shall we say, holistic healing, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. But don't ever underestimate the value of this kind of what we might call a talk therapy. Extremely important, and it leads to insights, and it also hopefully will lead you to behavior modification. In other words, what Joyce was talking about, the proof is in the pudding. We will see if I get to exercise. And, you know, nothing works for everyone, and nothing necessarily works immediately. So it's something that you do over and over. And if it's a person you're in rapport with and you trust them, then give them time for their counseling to work and for your own mind to be able to make the shift, to make the break, so that you do things differently, that you literally make changes in your lifestyle.
And Beverly, you have to acknowledge a reprogramming coach. Explain what that is. And in fact, you are an extraordinary reprogramming coach. So what a better time than to give them your website and explain how that works. And then I'll explain how, as a life coach, how I work with people with self-esteem and self-confidence issues. So why don't we start with you and reprogramming and what that's all about.
My website is BeverlyNadler.com, and reprogramming is getting into the subconscious mind. I do not do hypnotherapy, although I am actually certified in hypnotherapy, but I don't actually do that. I work mostly with people on the phone, and we get to discovering the issues that are prominent in their mind that they wish to change, which they can't change because they've been working on them, but nothing's shifted. We know it's coming from subconscious, and we need to reprogram the subconscious. So I have a variety of techniques which we use to release the old patterns and programs that are running the individual and then install new ones, and it's extremely effective. I've do the work on myself, and that's how I know it works. One time I couldn't stand exercise, by the way. I hated it. I had to work on myself and reprogram myself using this particular one of the particular techniques that I use. And then one day I said to my daughter Denise, I said, okay, I'm ready to exercise now. That was probably, I don't know, 20 years or so ago. So, yeah, very effective. And you can read about what I do on my website, because I'm involved also in nutrition and in a lot of various holistic areas. But my primary, as far as my coaching goes, is to help people reprogram their subconscious mind so that they have new patterns directing them into a way of life that is preferable for them.
And that website is BeverlyNadler.com, BeverlyNadler.com. Beverly is so humble. She was going to talk about counseling and coaching without giving herself a plug. So I have to take the opportunity, because she is someone you want to connect with if you want to be reprogrammed to have an effective life that you want. Different than that is a life coach, a success coach, what I do. and that is to coach people on self-esteem, self-confidence, people that have to make presentations, public speaking, which they still say is the number one fear amongst most people. So it's a totally different kind of coaching, but it is a natural healing modality. How healing is it to have the success you want, to be effective at what you want? My website is joycebarry.com, my official website, Barrie. And if you want to check on any of these, I ask you to ask yourself, if not now, when? Excuse me for a second. Technology. Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? So, folks, I concur with Beverly. All these modalities are worth checking out. They're natural. They're healing. They do work. And, again, you find the one that resonates with you. Back to you, Beverly Nadler.
Well, I want to tell you that that poem is such an important message. People listen to these wonderful shows that you have, and they put it aside and say, yeah, that's interesting. And it's really important to act on them. Nothing will change except you've got to add an action to the knowledge that you have. And I want to thank you for referring people to my site and giving me that little plug. I appreciate that. We're coming to what is for today the last alternative healing that we're going to be speaking about. And that is energy healing based on the laying on of hands, either directly on the body or just a few inches above the body in what is called the person's aura or energy field. Now, laying on of hands is actually one of the oldest. It is an ancient form of healing. And what the practitioner is doing, literally, is transmitting energy to the client through their hands. What happens in hands-on energy healing is that the energy field from the practitioner is actually extends into the energy field of the client, as if the client and practitioner are joined. This is called entrainment. So if you ever see that word, you know it's when one energy field moves into another energy field. And so the healing vibrations of the healing practitioner alter, they change the energy in the client, and they allow the body's cells to repair so that healing can take place. Now keep this in mind, folks. The body always heals itself. There are facilitators that assist that, and I'm talking about one very important facilitation, which is the laying on of hands. But it is always the body that does the healing. The client is relaxed, lying in a comfortable position, and the environment is arranged to be peaceful so that the room would be inviting. Perhaps there is very low music. Everybody has their own way of setting up their room. One of the most popular systems is Reiki. The word Reiki means universal or spiritual energy. And in fact, the KI, the key, is the same thing that we have talked about previously in the previous part one, the chi that they use to call it in China, prana that they call it in India, and life force, what we call it in the West. When a chiropractor adjusts the spine, you're literally allowing the life force to flow through. So it is this energy. And the Reiki was founded by Mikao Usui, not sure how to pronounce his name. He's a Japanese Buddhist and an expert martial artist, and this was in the 1920s. He was intense spiritual journey. He was on an intense spiritual journey, I should say, and he had an illumination on a mountain where he received symbols and hand positions for healing. So Reiki practitioners place their hands gently on the client's body or head or just on the aura, and what they're literally doing is channeling through their hands this spiritual energy. There's no pressure, there's no massage, no manipulation. The spiritual, that is the KI, the key energy, flows from the practitioner's hands to help heal, balance, and harmonize the client's body, mind, emotions, and spirit. It is, in fact, an energy spiritual healing. Now, in the 1970s and 80s, two holistic nurses developed their own systems of transmitting spiritual energy through their hands. One is therapeutic touch, and the other is healing touch.
Oh, and I just want to say, again, that's something to this day that I utilize a lot. It's very, very gentle. You have your clothes on for that. When Beverly said, you know, they work on your body, and they do, but it's so gentle, no manipulation whatsoever. It's the shifting of energy with the auras, with the chakras. And where I get that done, I use those modalities. So I want to give a special acknowledgement to an extraordinary center, the Sari Center, S-A-R-I. It's in Palm Beach Gardens, West Palm Beach. They have offices in both places. And it is a private, nonprofit organization developed to provide support to cancer patients and their loved ones. It is extraordinary because they're so trained in terms of healing beyond, you know, just when you think of massage or Reiki and all of that, that could be just to move your energy around and feel better. But it is also specifically to support people that have had cancer, going through cancer, and they have all kinds of other things there as well, hypnotherapy, acupuncture, classes in meditation. So I highly recommend Sari Center, that phone number in Florida, 561-578-5900. And folks, if you're not in Florida, perhaps you know people in Florida you want to recommend them to, because they're trained, all of them, specifically to deal with cancer patients, their loved ones, cancer survivors. And I'm happy to say I'm a cancer survivor. I've dealt with that a few times already, but this center has been a major resource that helps me and Mary Wynn, as well as someone that I see on a regular basis. Back to you, Beverly.
Well, we've pretty much covered what we are doing today. Next week, We will be talking about energy psychology, which is another form of using energy, also for healing, a lot to do, obviously, with the mind, which goes to energy psychology. There are many, many different forms, but all of them based on the same thing, dealing with the energy of the mind, and because mind and body work together, and it's very, very healing, and it is, as I mentioned before, one of the techniques that I use in working with reprogramming people. So tune in next week, and please go back to the previous show, our show, the first one on this subject of complementary and alternative healing, so that you can learn more about the particular forms that we talked about last week. And I want to say, there's even more than I've been able to cover. I found in my files a wonderful list of the different types of modalities, many of which we have covered, some of which we didn't, and there's some of the things we covered are not on here, but I'm going to share that with you now from this wonderful list. It's acupuncture, Ayurveda, homeopathy, naturopathy, Chinese or Oriental medicine. Usually Chinese and Oriental medicine is a form of using acupuncture, but in addition to that, they have specific herbs that they use, and also specific detoxification procedures. Detoxification has become extremely important in today's world because of all of the chemicals that we are taking in with our food, in our air, in our water, on the things that we use, household things that are beyond even imagination. Thousands upon thousands of chemicals that we didn't have years and years ago. So this is very important. Also mentions chiropractic, osteopathy, massage. There are different body movement therapies, by the way. And when you come across something we didn't mention, certainly, if they resonate with you, look into them. Also mentions Tai Chi. Any of my martial arts, Tai Chi, Qigong, these are usually, you will need to be in a class, you'll have a trainer, but they're things that you can do on your own also, and they help the body. Yoga was on here, dietary supplements, herbal medicine, nutrition, diet, Reiki, and I just mentioned Qigong, meditation, biofeedback, hypnotherapy, interesting, the biofeedback. I once worked with a doctor who was using that in her practice. She was a conventional doctor, but she also used nutrition. And biofeedback is wonderful for you to be able to actually see, because it's all graphed out in front of you, your responses. It's wonderful in managing stress particularly. And on this list, they also mention art and music and dance. I didn't mention dance, but I just came across an article about dance therapy and how that has been found to be the most effective, and I just read this yesterday, by the way, the most effective between the art and music, and dance being the most effective with geriatric patients, because they're not only doing something creative, but they're moving their body, which also is a form of exercise. And as we know from previous shows, and we'll mention again, exercise helps the brain. And finally on this list is visualization and guided imagery. So you have tremendous amount of options for healing in addition to whatever else you're doing. And by the way, I want to mention, a lot of these things are preventative. It's not just a matter of, when I'm sick, I need something. Prevent illness by bringing your body, mind, and spirit into harmony by using some of these things to maintain your health and wellness.
That was a great list, Beverly. That really did cover it. I want to make a comment about Tai Chi. When Beverly mentioned martial arts, One would think, wow, that's for healing. That's kind of rough, and I'm not in that kind of physical shape, karate, all of that. We didn't say any of that. But I do know, even though I haven't done it myself, I've seen it, Tai Chi is so gentle. It's kind of like your body flows. Very, very gentle, non-stressful, and it's kind of like the energy moving with you. It's nothing like the kicks and all of that you see with karate, kung fu. That's all heavy duty physicalness. Tai Chi is very soft, very gentle. So, folks, with that list, with the show, by the way, that show that Beverly referenced, let me just give you the date. It was on April 6th, that show. That was part one. You don't want to miss part one. So it is on April 6th in our archives. Those of you who can't join us when we're live at 11 a.m. Eastern, know you can see any of our shows in archives. You can go to the homepage, JoyceBarryAndFriends.com, and on the upper right, type in Beverly Nadler, and all her shows will come up. So that's something you want to do. Another one you might want to type in is Dr. Bernie Siegel, who's a master healer, former surgeon, and his advice on natural healing. So that would be Dr. Bernie Siegel that you might want to look up as well. And folks, if this show resonates with you, last week's show resonates, and you're thinking, yes, I got to exercise. Yes, I got to try music therapy. Yes, I want to try reprogramming. Yes, I have to try Reiki. I asked the question earlier, if not now, when? And for those of you who answered someday, I wrote this for all of you who actually believe there is a someday. So this is... Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? It goes right back to that question, if not now, when? Folks, all there ever is right now. So absolutely, do what you can to improve your health, your mental state, your physical, emotional state. Lead a happier, healthier life, and we want to support you as best we can in that endeavor. Just listen to us every day and see what the takeaway is for each day. Beverly, what is the message you want to leave people with today?
Just do it, folks. Just decide to make the change. Begin slowly. if you need to. Many people do. And just add new things and find which ones appeal to you the most. But do it. Take your own health, your response. It's your responsibility in your own hands. And what I'd like to leave as my closing message is this poem.
Hold on to that, Beverly, 1 second, because it reminded me of a great story with Wayne Dyer, Dr. Wayne Dyer, when you said what you said is your final message. This woman came to Dr. Dyer, and she said, "Dr. Dyer, you came so highly recommended to me. I've been trying to stop smoking for 15 years. I've tried so much. I've been to so many psychiatrists. I've read so many books. Nothing has been working for me. So now I'm coming to you. They say you're the great master. What advice do you want to give me?" And Dr. Dyer said, "Just do it. What can I possibly say that hasn't been said before? What can you possibly do that you haven't tried before to get you to do it? So there's nothing left except just do it." So I had to add that on the heels of your message, just do it.
Perfect.
Okay.
Nike uses, I think it's Nike that also uses that message to go out there and just do the exercise in their sneakers, of course.
Yes.
That's really a great story, Joyce. It really is. Is anything more important than health? Well, it certainly isn't wealth, because what good is success if your mind and body's a mess? What most people want, I hear them explain, is to feel good and be free of pain. Pain is not only physical, though. There's emotional and spiritual pain, you know. Complementary and alternative therapies may have the answers you seek. Practitioners offer many different safe and natural techniques. Some help heal body and mind with vibrating energy. Others use methods to normalize biochemistry. There are non-invasive ways to reduce pain and inflammation, and wonderful methods to improve circulation. Hands-on techniques can enhance emotional and physical endurance. And many of these therapies, by the way, are covered by insurance. So be willing to try things that may be different and new. Among them can be the perfect solutions for you, the ones that will heal you, energize you, and free you of pain, so you can live your life joyfully again.
Beverly, every time you share one of your poems, it goes right to my soul, right to my heart. They are so extraordinary. I can't wait for your book to be published. Folks out there, if you know a good publisher, if you can support this book in happening, I not only want one for myself, I want to give it to everyone I know as a gift, because your poems motivate, inspire. They are just beautiful. And I want to say, along with that, your daughter, Dr. Denise, a.k.a. Ariana, her songs have that same effect on me as well. They go right to my heart, right to my soul, and they're also motivational, inspirational, all original. I have to give you a taste of one, just so you know what the voice of an angel sounds like, and I'm choosing Dreams Don't Die.
The dance inside. Too soon it's over. She takes her bow, but she'll get back on that stage again somehow. She tries out for the class play, sometimes gets the lead. Studies voice, has no choice, trying to succeed. Once a dream is born inside, it has a life of its own. A tiny seed is a mighty tree when it has grown. Dreams don't die, so the years go by.
folks, how could I acknowledge, along with Beverly, how extraordinary music therapy is without mentioning Dr. Denise, a.k.a. Ariana, whose music just really touches my soul, and it is extraordinary therapy. Again, if you want to find out about getting those CDs, it's starvisions@yahoo.com. Inquire about that, how you can get one of those CDs. They're all masterful, as is Beverly's poems. So that's my message to all of you. You've heard about it. Now what are you going to do about it? And if not now, when? And this is my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, we do invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that starting right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.